This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Tim Mize back inside the big house on West Main. Carthenville will be in the home white uniforms tonight, trimmed out in the blue and the red. Carthenville in blue lettering across the front. Litchfield in the road black uniforms, trimmed out in the purple. They've got Litchfield in purple lettering across the front. We are just about set to go here. South Central Conference action here on your Thursday night. The big block lettering of CHS in their center jump circle. They got the Cavalier sword right through the C as Tiemann steps into the jump circle. She will shake hands with Kara Pence, and we are just about set to go here at Carthenville. It's a special night here in Carthenville as they've had their youngsters playing at halftime of the JV game, and it'll come up again at halftime of the varsity game. Third through sixth graders playing at halftime tonight. They also recognize the members of their 10,000 shot club before the varsity game here this evening. Here we go. Pins and Tiemann jumping up, and the tap controlled by the Cavies, and Carthenville will get it to start. Litchfield comes out in the 2-3 zone piece as the Cavies work it in the corner. Olroyd, quick trigger three, missed it. Rebound is off of Bates, out of bounds. It'll belong to Litchfield. Last time we saw Carthenville, it was on Saturday at the county tournament, and they set the gym on fire. They made 11 threes that game. Of course, that came one game after they missed 15 foul shots and six putbacks and had lost to Southwestern in the semifinals. So which Carthenville offensive team will show up here tonight? That will go a long way to determine how close this ball game is come quarter number four. Luttrell on the curl, a little hard off the window, missed it. Rebound defensively to Kenya. Quick lean to the front court come the Cavaliers. Olroyd finds Griffith, kicks to Bates. Here's Kenya, left wing three, yes, for Sydney Kenya. Good start for the Cavaliers. Nice ball movement. And Kenya, the benefactor. 3-0, Cavies lead. 50 seconds gone by opening quarter. Man-to-man defense for Carthenville as Luttrell has it out on the left wing. Left side of the key, she leaves for Pence. Right side now to Carson Jackson. Jackson, checked by Olroyd, leaves it off for Matthews. Tessa, between the circles, puts it on the floor, works left side. Bounce pass way out on the left wing to Luttrell. Guarded there by Bates. She always gets the other team's top offensive performer. Nice dump down pass from Jackson. Off it goes to Bowden. Didn't have a great angle. Missed it. And the rebound down to the Cavaliers. The pass took her a little bit underneath the backboard. She was not able to make the adjustment. Here's Griffith now. Leaves for Bates. Left wing to Olroyd. One bounce. Pulls up inside the arc and knocks it down. Nice move for Rachel Olroyd. Her first bucket. She passed on the left wing three. Put it on the floor once and pulled up for the 18-footer and rattled it home. 5-0, Carthenville leading, 6:20 for the opening quarter. Jackson picks up her bounce way out near midcourt, long pass right side to Matthews. Right back to Carson now, being guarded by Olroyd. Rachel got her fingertips on that basketball. Picked up, though, by Matthews on the right wing. Finds Luttrell in the heart of the lane, out to Matthews. Thought about a deep three, instead leaves for Jackson. Carson, little ball fake, going to try to lob down to Pinch. He's double-teamed, ill-advised. Fortunate there are the Panthers to maintain possession. Last touched by Carthenville. 6 minutes for the opening quarter, a 5-0 lead for the Cavies. Baseline trigger in the front court for Litchfield. Matthews looking, needs to get it in, and she will get it off to Luttrell inside the paint, and she's blocked and fouled. First team foul, and they will get Bates on the personal. And it will send Lizzie Luttrell, the 5'8 senior, to the foul line. Lizzie has her left wrist heavily taped. She's a right-handed player and leaves that foul shot short. Substitutions for Litchfield. Madison Diamond and Becky Painter checking in as Matthews and Bowden will head out. Diamond and Painter both freshmen as Luttrell missed a pair of free throws and the rebound down to Carthenville. Here comes Sydney Bates, the top of the key on the right wing to Kenya. Bounce pass on the baseline to Griffith, back to Sydney now. She will skip it to Bates, and Sydney got away with the travel there on the catch. As she gets it away, it's deflected out. It'll stay with Carthenville. 5:43 for quarter number one. Sideline trigger right in front of the Litchfield bench for the Cavies. Bates will get it into Kenya in the right corner. Bounce pass on the baseline to Griffith. Out top it goes to Olroyd. Rachel now works to the left elbow, cut off there. Top of the key to Kenya, to Bates, downloaded Tiemann. Oh, nice touch pass to Griffith off the window. It's good. Give the assist to Tiemann. Beautiful ball movement that time from Carthenville. Good start out to a 7-0 lead. Olroyd went for the steal on Jackson. Carson able to cross over, then on her attack, lost the handle, picked up by Kenya. She will leave for Tiemann. Peyton, a surprise catch there. Leaves it for Olroyd in the corner to Kenya. Sydney lines it up and knocks it down pure for Sydney Kenya, her second triple of the ball game, and it's a 10-0 start for Carlinville in the opening 3 minutes. Out front with Madison Diamond. Left elbow feed to Pence. Back to Diamond now. Madison to the foul line, kicks to Jackson. On the right wing now to Luttrell. Lizzie back between the circles to Jackson. Carson directing the offense, finds Pence left elbow. That pass deflected by Griffith, picked up, though, by Diamond, and the Panthers maintain 4.5 minutes for the opening quarter. Again, Olroyd went for the steal, didn't get it. Ball into the hands of Diamond. It's knocked away by Kenya, picked up by Jackson out near midcourt. Olroyd again went for the steal. Jackson gets around her. Nice bounce pass to Pence off the window. It's good. Carson Jackson created that opportunity for Kara Pence, and the Panthers on the board at the 4:20 mark of the opening quarter. 2-3 zone for the Panthers as Olroyd comes into the front court. High post feed to Griffith. Back to Olroyd, deep on the left wing. She will put it on the floor. High pass right into the Litchfield bench it goes. Too tall for Bates. First turnover on Carlinville. And the first substitutions for this deep Cavalier team has Taylor Wills checking in along with Natalie Kaganich. Tiemann and Griffith, check that, Tiemann and Kenya, will get breathers. Halfway through the opening quarter. 10-2, Cavies lead. Litchfield has the ball. Here's Jackson. Little hesitation, bounce leaves for Diamond. Madison pulls up from 12, too strong. Offensive rebound to Pence. She will kick out to Painter. Becky now, dangerous pass across the floor. Olroyd just about had the steal. Into the hands of Diamond. She floats it up high off the window, missed it. Rebound tapped around back to Pence. Her follow's too strong. And the rebound down to Carlinville and Kaganich. 3.5 minutes opening quarter. Long pass down to Griffith, blocked by Pence. Good recovery defense that time from Kara. Into the hands of Becky Painter. Off to Carson Jackson. She will come into the front court. Working on Olroyd. Has it knocked away. Ball is loose. Bodies on the floor. Bates will pick it up. And a turnover on Litchfield, their second of the ball game. Here comes Sydney Bates right down the heart of the lane. Kicks out to Kaganich in the left corner. Natalie picked up the bounce. Left elbow feed to Griffith. She will leave for Olroyd. In the corner it goes to Bates. Sydney now puts it on the floor. Nice pass. Here is Wills for three. Yes, check that. Kaganich buries the triple off the left wing. More good ball movement for the Cavaliers, and the three-point shooting looks just like it did on Saturday at the Macoupin County Tournament in North Mack. 13-2, they've hit three triples in the quarter. 2:40 for the opening 8 minutes. Here's Luttrell way out by the volleyball spike line. She will leave for Diamond. Sydney Bates, such a good on-ball defender. She rarely lets her offensive player get in a spot where they can make a productive move. Here's Luttrell. Gets past Bates this time. Left it short, but she was fouled. Good, quick first step that time from Lizzie. Second team foul. If it's on Bates, it's her second. It is. So both team fouls on Sydney Bates. Hope check that. They got 31, not 21, so it'll be Emma Griffith with her first. Free throw for Luttrell. Short, and Lizzie is 0-for-3 at the stripe. Olroyd and Bates will get breathers. Corin Stewart checks in along with Lexi Eaglehoff. Carlinville is so deep. Coach Deneve can run 8, 9, even 10 kids and feel confident. Luttrell, that free throw missed off the right side, and she's 0-for-4 from the line. Here comes Stewart quickly into the front court. Corin Stewart in the corner to Wills. Taylor Wills puts it on the floor. Out top to Natalie Kaganich now. On the right wing to Stewart. Corin Stewart comes to the head of the key, leaves it now on the wing for Wills. In the corner to Kaganich. Nice pass to Griffith. Left it a little short. Offensive rebound to Eaglehoff. Blocked. Offensive rebound Griffith, and she's fouled. First foul on Litchfield as they will get the personal on Carly Bowden. It will send Emma Griffith to the free throw line, the 5'9 senior. Stands about a foot behind the line, and the release is long. We've got a substitution at the table. That's Tiemann. She'll check in for the shooter, Griffith, if Emma cannot comb the second toss. 13-2, Carlinville leading. Free throw for Griffith is good. Emma gets one out of two. She will check out with 3 points as Tiemann back on the floor, the 5'9 junior. 14-2, Carlinville leading Litchfield. 2 minutes for the opening quarter. Into the front court comes Jackson, being checked now by Natalie Kaganich in the Carlinville man-to-man. Jackson, diagonal pass, looking down for McCall Wharton. Ball is saved by Wharton to Diamond out to Luttrell. 4-3, left it short. Rebound. Oh, good rebound in traffic from Eaglehoff. And we're going to get a whistle and jump ball as Wharton able to get in and force the tie-up. Litchfield has it on the arrow. Substitutions for Litchfield. Painter returning along with Pence as Wharton and Bowden will head out. 100 seconds first quarter. Baseline trigger for the Panthers. Diamond looking. Got it in at the last moment to Carson Jackson. Dangerous pass, but she had no choice. She was nearing the five count. 90 seconds for the quarter. A 12-point lead for the Cavvies. On the right wing with Madison Diamond. Right side of the key now to Lizzie Luttrell. Lizzie, dangerous soft pass. Tipped and stolen, but then it's stolen right back by Madison Diamond. 80 seconds for the quarter. Diamond picks that ball all the way up on her own baseline. Now her pass to the head of the key is tipped and stolen again. Kaganich, long bounce pass. It's tipped, stolen. Now we're going to get a jump ball. Bodies on the floor. Carlinville will have it with the arrow this time. So clubs exchange turnovers. 4 turnovers in the quarter for Litchfield. 2 for Carlinville. It'll be Cavvy ball on the baseline. 65 seconds for the opening quarter. Stewart. In it goes. Left wing to Eaglehoff. Back in the corner to Stewart. Nice head fake. Pulls up from 15. Yes. Corn Stewart. Nice move there. She shot it with confidence. 16-2. Carlinville leads. Beautiful head fake. Good dribble off the baseline. She pulled up and knocked it down. 16-2. Here is Luttrell on the left wing. Off the feed from Jackson. Down to Painter. Becky Painter draws a crowd. Dribbles to the middle of the lane. Kicks it off to Jackson. Left wing now to Luttrell. She wants to drive. Cut off nicely by Taylor Wills. Carlinville can lock you up defensively. That is their strength. Here is Painter. Blocked in there by Tiemann. Becky gets it back. High off the window. It's good. Good second effort from Becky Painter to stay right with it. 16-4 Carlinville. 20 seconds for the first quarter. See if the Cavvies want to hold for the final shot. Wills dribbles into the left corner. Picks up the bounce. Throws it way over Kaganich's head into the backcourt. It's a race and Tiemann will touch it first. It'll be over and back. 9.3 for the first quarter, and Litchfield now can have the last crack. It'll be a front court sideline trigger right between the scorer's table and Carlinville's bench. Luttrell gets it into Jackson out at midcourt with 7. High post to Pence with 4. Kara needs some help. She will leave for Jackson. Deep 3, good if it goes, just off the mark. And after 8 minutes, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers 16. The Litchfield Purple Panthers 4. You're listening to girls high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville. Tom Williams back in our WSMI studios producing this high school basketball action on FM 106. Also streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. A 12-point lead for the Cavvies. Litchfield gets the basketball to start the second quarter. Painter on the curl finds Luttrell. Lizzie attacks hard, draws the foul. She's headed back to the free throw line where she is 0 of 4 so far. Third team foul on Carlinville. All 3 fouls have been shooting fouls on Lizzie. This one goes on Rachel Olroyd. Pence, Painter, Luttrell at the line. That toss is good for Lizzie, her first point tonight. Also on the floor, Jackson and Diamond for the Panthers. Griffith, Houseman, Kenya, Olroyd, and Bates for Carlinville as Luttrell gets the pair. Makes it 16-6. Jordan Houseman, the 5'8 junior, checked in for the first time at the quarter for the Cavvies. It was a good first quarter for Carlinville. They knocked down 3 triples in the opening 8 minutes. Here's Olroyd for number 4. Why not? Rachel Olroyd buries it out of the left corner. She has 5 points. It's 4 threes in the game after 11 triples went home on Saturday in their last contest. When they shoot like this, they can play with anybody in the area. They got the 4 seed in the subsectional. Auburn's the 1, Marquette's the 2, Hillsborough the 3, then Carlinville 4. Here's Jackson, some fancy dribbling, didn't use the window though and came up short. Rebound down to Kenya, she traveled. She turned around to outlet. The problem was Kara Pence was right in her way, so she pulled it back and then took about 2 steps before she released. Turnover number 4. Baseline trigger for Litchfield as Diamond will get it in left wing to Carson Jackson. Back to Madison Diamond. She gets to the heart of the lane, fires it up from 7, halfway down, kicked out. Rebound down to Kenya. Quick outlet to Olroyd. Here comes Rachel across the timeline. Has it poked away by Jackson. It'll stay with Carlinville as the ball rolls out of bounds. Bates will throw in between the Litchfield bench and the scorer's table. Sydney into Olroyd. She will head into the backcourt to retrieve. Now back across the timeline. Diagonal pass to Kenya. Right back to Bates, right side of the key. Litchfield in that 2-3 zone. Carlinville trying to shoot him out of it. Here is Olroyd. Picked up her dribble in the left wing. Wanted to feed the post to Hausman. Tipped and stolen. Good defense there by Becky Painter. And now we've got a foul on Sydney Bates underneath her own hoop. And that'll be her second personal. Went for the steal, ill-advised that time. So Sydney will sit, and Taylor Wills will check in. That's two personals on Bates. 19-6, Carlinville leading Litchfield basketball, 6:20 for the first half. Here comes Madison Diamond on the attack, right side, leads for Painter. Becky off to Luttrell, into the hands of Carson Jackson now on the left wing. Bounce pass to Painter. Becky puts it on the floor, works right side. Checked by Kenya in the Carlinville man-to-man defense. Back to Jackson between the circles. She's being guarded by Olroyd. Here comes the ball screen from Diamond. Madison now has it in her hand. She turns the corner. High off the window, missed it. Good late contest there from Hausman. And we've got a whistle and a foul on Litchfield after Kenya secured the rebound. Second team foul on the Panthers. And they will get Kara Pence with her first personal. Olroyd into the front court. In the right corner goes to Hausman. Back to Rachel. They swing it left side now to Wills. Into the hands of Kenya in the left corner. Bounce pass to Griffith in the high post. Emma will turn, face blocked by Pence, and it's going to be picked up by Kara out of midair. Into the hands of Luttrell. Here comes Lizzie. Bounce pass up the sideline to Carson Jackson. Nice bounce pass to Pence. Heart of the lane, she missed it. Didn't use the window. Rebound down to Carlinville and Olroyd. Rachel bounced it off her knee, crossed over, poked away by Pater, picked up by Hausman at midcourt. And Carlinville can set up the offense. 5:20 for the first half. Here's Kenya in the corner to Olroyd. Touch pass on the block to Hausman. Oh, nice pass to Griffith. She rushed it and missed it. Rebound down to Litchfield and Luttrell. Panthers bring it across the timeline. Here's Becky Painter on the right wing into the triple threat position. She will leave it off now for Carson Jackson. Back to Painter. Painter holding way out on the right wing. Bounced it once, picked it up, out to Luttrell between the circles. Lizzie now off to Carson Jackson, right side of the key. Carson, bounce pass left wing to Madison Diamond. Back to Jackson. Carson fires the triple. Got it. Carson Jackson buries the three ball, her first bucket of the ball game. And it pulls Litchfield to within 10, 19-9. 4.5 minutes for the first half, and we have the old official timeout. Carlinville had the ball in play. Now we'll get some substitutions. For Carlinville, you've got Eaglehoff checking in, Kaganich returning, and Tiemann back on the floor. 4.5 minutes, first half. Might have been the old inadvertent whistle there. Here's Olroyd. Bounce pass, high post to Tiemann. Kicks it right back out to Rachel. Skip pass to Kaganich. Natalie feeds the baseline to Eaglehoff. Dangerous pass into traffic. Olroyd caught it in the middle of the lane, puts it on the floor, attacks, weaves her way through, and lays it up and in. 7 for Rachel Olroyd. Well, she made something out of nothing there. 21-9, Cavies. We approach the halfway point of quarter number 2. Here's Tessa Matthews, who's back on the floor for Litchfield. She puts it into the hands of Madison Diamond on the right baseline. Madison back to Luttrell. 18-footer is no good, too strong. Rebound is to the floor, picked up by Diamond. Took it right away from the Cavaliers and Eaglehoff. The three ball is no good. Diamond tracks it down again, but this time Eaglehoff first to the basketball. She will get it off to Olroyd. Rachel had trouble with the basketball. She lost it, and then when she picked it back up, she dribbled again. That'll be a double dribble. She never had that ball cleanly. She kind of kicked it into the front court. When she picked it up, her dribble was gone, but she did not realize it. That will be turnover number 6. Corin Stewart back in the ball game as Olroyd will get a breather. Carlinville can really wear you out with their depth. They can just play as hard as they can for a couple minute stretches, and they'll get you out. Nice attack from Madison Diamond off the right baseline. She rattles it home. Madison's first bucket. Makes it 21-11, Carlinville, 3:15 for the first half. In the corner it goes to Wills. Down low to Eaglehoff. Nice bounce pass to Tiemann, way too strong off the window. Didn't even hit the rim, and then she is first to touch the basketball. She went out of bounds, came back in. That'll be turnover number 7. That time Tiemann had more time than she thought she did. She just rusted up. Full court pressure now for the Cavvies. Tiemann guards the inbounder, and it goes middle of the floor to Jackson. She threw it a full length of the floor to Bowden, hit Carly in the back, but then Bowden picks it up, attacks, and lays it off the window, just like Rob Corso drew it up. 2:57 for the first half, another inadvertent whistle. This is as close as Litchfield's been in a long, long time. They got down 10-0 to start the game. They've got it back to 8. On the left wing come the Cavaliers. That is Wills, tipped and stolen off the baseline. Litchfield looking to cut in more. Luttrell picks up the bounce. She needs some help now. Dangerous pass finds its way home to Carson Jackson. That's a dangerous pass. Had no chance. Turned over. Post was double-teamed, and Jackson tried to lob it in. Tiemann with the easy deflection and steal. Here's Wills across the floor to Stewart. Across the floor to Kaganich now on the right side of the key. Natalie, bounce pass on the left wing in the corner. It goes to Stewart. On the baseline to Eaglehoff. Lexi kicks out to Stewart. Skip pass to Wills. Taylor Wills drives baseline. Long wraparound pass to Stewart in the corner. Out to Kaganich for three. Missed it off the heel too strong. Rebound is back tapped by Eaglehoff. Picked up by Kaganich, and Carlinville will reset. I think that's the first three they've missed tonight. They've hit four of them. Inside of 2 minutes for the half, a 21-13 Carlinville lead. Here's Taylor Wills. In the corner it goes to Kaganich. On the baseline to Eaglehoff. Her pass out hits Matthews right in the gut, but it's deflected to Kaganich. Off to Stewart for three, no. Rebound down to Luttrell, and Litchfield finally clears the glass. 95 seconds for the first half of play. Litchfield down by 8 with the ball. They've done a good job to weather that initial storm. Here's Jackson handling on the left wing. Leaves for Matthews. In the corner it goes now to Luttrell. Lizzie finds Matthews on the curl. Off the window, she missed it. Luttrell, though, check that. Matthews gets the rebound back and kicks it out to Luttrell. Into the hands of Jackson. We approach 1 minute to play in the first half. Oh, Jackson, the pass slipped out of her hands. It's going to be picked up in the backcourt by Luttrell. No, a dive by Wills, and she has the basketball. What hustle from Taylor Wills. Off to Stewart, who finds Eaglehoff, and she's fouled. Great hustle that time from Corin Stewart. It looked like Luttrell was going to pick up the basketball. Lizzie bent over to pick it up. She had her hands on it, and then Wills came sliding in, snatched it away, and led to the fast break opportunity. The foul went on Kara Pence, her second, team's third. Lexi Eaglehoff at the foul line. Free throw is no good. Carlinville 1 of 3 at the foul line. Painter returns on the floor with Diamond, Luttrell, Pence, and Wharton. Eaglehoff's second toss. That one rattled out around the world and kicked out. Final minute, first half. Another chance for Litchfield to cut into this 8-point deficit. Luttrell handling out front with the right-hand bounce. Little contact there. She picks up the dribble on the sideline. Long pass across the floor to Pence. Her return pass is knocked out by Olroyd right on the stage at midcourt. It'll stay with Litchfield. 45 seconds for the half. Jordan Hausman to the table. She will quickly check in for Kaganich. And Carly Bowden back on the floor for Litchfield, replacing Kara Pence. Jackson being guarded. Check that. Diamond being guarded by Eaglehoff. Her entry pass is tipped and stolen by Stewart. Here comes Korn down the left side. Contact, no whistle, and the rebound down to Becky Painter. Good job by Madison Diamond to play defense there without fouling. Here comes Diamond. 25 seconds for the half. Madison to the foul line. She tried a long bounce pass to Luttrell. Tipped and stolen. 8. Litchfield turnover. Oh, all alone is Stewart off the right side. Give the assist to Eaglehoff as they lost Corin Stewart. She has 4 points, and the lead is back to 10. 10 seconds for the half. Here comes Diamond. Madison down the right side of the lane. Lost the ball into the hands of Griffith. 4 seconds. Eaglehoff has a runout against the clock. Layup, no. Olroyd's follow at the buzzer is good. Rachel Olroyd never gave up on the play. She hustled back and got the putback at the buzzer. And after two quarters, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers, 25. The Litchfield Purple Panthers, 13. You're listening to the girls' high school basketball on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at the Big House on West Main in Carlinville. A 12-point lead for the Cavvies at the half. We'll have more basketball on the radio tomorrow night. Boys action. Hillsboro will be at Greenville live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Saturday morning, of course, Sports Saturday live at 9:03. We will be talking a lot about the girls' regional tournaments as we will have our matchups and pairings come Saturday morning, 9:03 on FM 106. And then girls' high school basketball Saturday night, the Route 16 rivalry, as Litchfield will travel to Hillsboro. Live coverage Saturday night, 7:30 on FM 106. All high school sports, of course, stream at WSMIRadio.com. And T-Tote will have the call of Litchfield and Hillsboro coming up on Saturday night. Monday night, Fighting Illini basketball with Brad Underwood live at 7 on the Ox. And then Illinois will host Rutgers on Tuesday. Pregame coverage live at 5 on 105.3. The Ox, as the Illini finally got their first conference win last night. They eked it out over Indiana, won it 73-71. So I would imagine the food tasted a little bit better today for Brad Underwood and his staff off the schneid in the Big Ten. So we'll see if they can win two in a row. Rutgers into town Tuesday night, live at 5 on 105.3, the Ox. Carletonville leading by 12 as we get set for the start of the third quarter. Darren Deneve will send out Sydney Bates, Rachel Olroyd, Natalie Kaganich, Emma Griffith, and Lexi Eaglehoff. For Litchfield, they've got Madison Diamond, Carson Jackson, Lizzie Luttrell, Carol Pence, and Becky Painter. Here we go. Cavies lead by 12. They get the basketball to start the third quarter. 2-3 zone for the Panthers. As Olroyd in the left corner out to Kaganich for three, left it a little bit short, and the rebound down to Luttrell for Litchfield. Panthers want to run. Jackson, nice dribbling at midcourt, split two defenders. She will leave for Diamond now in the right corner. Back to Carson. Carletonville in man-to-man. Diamond out near midcourt will leave for Carson Jackson. High post feed to Painter, back to Jackson. Olroyd went for the steal. She didn't get it, but the pass didn't have the steam on it because of Olroyd, and Bates comes up with the steal. Here comes Sydney. Long pass in the front court to Rachel. Olroyd turns the corner, wild shot with the left hand, but she drew the contact and the foul. They will get Kara Pence, and that'll be Kara's third. Olroyd to the line. Her first trip there tonight. She has 9 points. Carletonville just 1 of 4 from the foul line in the first half. This toss is no good. The free throw shooting cost Carletonville at the Macoupin County Tournament last week, and they're just 1 out of 5 tonight. Olroyd's second toss is good. Rachel gets 1 out of 2. She's in the double figures with 10. And Carletonville doubling up Litchfield, 26-13, 7 minutes, third quarter. Nice crossover from Jackson into the hands of Diamond. Madison turns the corner. Almost lost it, able to get it off to Luttrell. She will hand back to Madison now. Diamond on the right wing. Tries the knife throw. She did split two defenders. Pence wide open off the left block. It's good for Kara Pence. That's all Madison Diamond right there creating off the near sideline. Here's Olroyd. Leaves for Kaganich in the corner to Bates. Sydney will bounce to the right wing across the floor to Olroyd. Rachel on the attack. She knives to a couple of defenders. Her scoop layup will not go, and the rebound down to Becky Painter. 6:25, third quarter. Here come the Panthers. Diamond off to Jackson on the right wing. Carson Jackson now surveys the floor. Bounce pass out to Madison Diamond, right side of the key, out near midcourt. Madison brings it back between the circles, gets a ball screen from Painter. Diamond pass down to Pence. Kara kicks out to Jackson, blocked by Olroyd. Rachel will release, but Kaganich did not see her. Cavies will slow it up, and Bates will bring it into the front court. Here's Olroyd. Drives baseline. Gets all the way under the rim. Her pass is kicked out of there by Luttrell. And Carletonville will have possession on the baseline. 5:58 for the third quarter. Griffith on the left block. Olroyd on the right block. As Eaglehoff lined up at the foul line, as Kaganich comes through the top of the key. She sets a screen now looking for Olroyd. It's going to be tipped out by Jackson. It'll stay with the Cavies, 5:56 for the third quarter. Inbound to Olroyd, right back to Bates, right back to Rachel. Return pass to Sydney Bates now. Sydney, high bounce, able to get control in the corner to Olroyd for three, halfway down and no. Rebound tipped away from Litchfield by Griffith, and the Cavaliers maintain possession. Good job by Emma Griffith. Emma has it now on the baseline. Bounce pass out to Bates, top of the key to Kaganich. Here's Olroyd. Rachel bounces to the left block. Layup left it short. Rebound to Griffith. Her follow stripped away. Picked up by Eaglehoff. She lost it. And Painter finally brings it out. Has it deflected out of bounds. It'll be Litchfield ball. 26-15. Carletonville leading. as we have a substitution, Carly Bowden in for the Panthers. As Matthews, check that, Pence gets a breather. Now passes deflected right into the Litchfield bench. It'll stay with the Panthers, 5:16 for the third quarter. Litchfield kind of hanging around in this ball game, down 11, feels like it's more if you're not really looking at the scoreboard. Carlinville jumped out to a 10-0 lead, hit three triples in the opening quarter. Lutchwell had trouble getting it in, did so at the last moment to Painter. Right back to Lizzie now. Into the hands of Madison Diamond out near midcourt. Carlinville in pressure man-to-man. Here's Lutchwell on the baseline. Cut off, top of the key it goes to Jackson. Carson, nice little ball fake on Olroy. Then good help defense from Griffith to turn Jackson around. She leaves it for Diamond, back to Carson now. 4:50 third quarter. Jackson in the left corner. That pass is dangerous. Found its way to Diamond. Back to Jackson. Her return pass to Bowden goes right through her legs. Picked up by Luttrell. Here comes Painter. Kicks it out to Diamond. Madison going to fire from 16. Air ball. Saved by Painter, but right to Griffith. Emma, quick outlet to Olroy. 2-on-2. Olroy right to the rim. Draws the foul. Second team foul on Litchfield. They will get Madison Diamond on the personal. That'll be Madison's first, team's second of the half, 4:30 for the third quarter. Olroy has 10, looking for 11. Can't get it, too strong off the heel. Bates will get a breather. Griffith checking out. Kagan is checking out. Eaglehoff checking out. It's going to be a hockey line change. If Olroy makes the free throw, it'll be five new Cavaliers on the floor. Houseman, Tiemann, Kenya, and Wills all in. Stewart waiting at the table. And she will continue to wait at the table as Olroy misses the second toss. We've got bodies on the floor. Painter's going to get tied up with Olroy. And now Rachel will check out on the dead ball. Stewart in with 4:27 to play in the third quarter. 26-15. Darren Deneve trying to find the right combination here to start the third quarter. Into the front court comes Madison Diamond. She will leave it on the right wing, way out on the right wing to Luttrell. She will hand off to Jackson. Carson Jackson now out near that volleyball spike line is cut off nicely by Wills. Forces Jackson out near midcourt into the hands of Luttrell on the right wing. Into the hands of Diamond now halfway through the third quarter. Madison Diamond turns the corner, floats it up a little strong, won't go. Nice move though in the rebound down to the Cavaliers. That time Diamond did everything but finish. She's had a nice game creating off the dribble, the 5'3 freshman. Here comes Wills, Taylor Wills, in the right corner. Oh, that pass is tipped away by Painter. It'll be off of Becky out of bounds, as that time Wills had the ball behind her head, and Painter was able to just jar it loose. Carlinville fortunate that didn't go off of Taylor Wills. Sideline trigger, midcourt, stage side for Carlinville. And it goes to Stewart, Corin Stewart, the 5'7 sophomore. Leads for Taylor Wills, up top to Kenya. In the right corner to Stewart. Corin with the left hand. Nice bounce pass, heart of the lane to Houseman. She gets it off to Tiemann, and then it's tipped and stolen. Here comes Diamond the other way. Lost the layup on the way up. Comes up short, and the rebound down to Peyton Tiemann. Then going to get offensive on Peyton. As she had a crowd around her, she tried to create space, and she created a little bit too much space. That'll be the 10th turnover. First team foul of the half, and the first personal on Peyton Tiemann. 15 years ago, that would have just been a good, strong rebound. Used to be if you stuck your nose in there, you'd get an elbow in the face and you wouldn't do it again. Here comes Painter. Uses the pivot, needs some assistance, gets it out to Luttrell on the right wing. Between the circles it goes to Carson Jackson. 3 minutes for the third quarter, a 26-15 lead. Cavies with the lead, Litchfield with the ball. Painter, 18-footer off the baseline, no. Rebound to the floor, picked up there by Jordan Houseman. They've gone to halftime at Hillsboro. Toppers leading Southwestern, 22-15. Here's Kenya, right side of the key. High post to Tiemann. Peyton will turn, fire, and hit from 15. Peyton Tiemann, no hesitation there. Her first bucket, and the lead is 13 for the Cavies. 28-15, 2.5 minutes, third quarter. Here's Luttrell, finds Painter. Becky will turn and face on Kenya with the bounce. Now she will get it out to Luttrell. Good job by Wills to move her feet, keep Lizzie in front. They've done a good job on Luttrell tonight. Jackson comes between the circles, works left side, and will have a moving screen on Madison Diamond. That'll be her second, team's 11th turnover, and the third team foul on Litchfield here in the third quarter. Painter will check out. Kara Pence back for the Panthers. Carlinville ball up 13. Here's Stewart on the right wing to Kenya. They swing it left side with Taylor Wills now. 2-3 zone for Litchfield. Kenya in the left corner feeds the left block to Houseman. She will turn, face, skip past the Stewart for three. Corrin rattles it home. 7 for Corrin Stewart off the nice find from Jordan Houseman. 31-15 Cavies. Minute 45 for the third quarter. Here's Jackson on the left wing being hounded by Houseman. Carson reverses field now. Pass out near midcourt to Lutchell. That'll be over and back. Yep. Lizzie bounced it right in front of midcourt on the catch, and then the ball went across midcourt. Lizzie hesitated for a minute and then went back and got it for over and back. 12 Litchfield turnovers. Painter and Matthews back on the floor as Diamond and Jackson will take a seat. 90 seconds, third quarter, 31-15. Carlinville in control. Litchfield has scored just 2 points in the quarter after they scored only 4 in the opening quarter. On the baseline to Houseman. Jordan leaves for Wills. Skip pass. It was intended for Stewart. It was low, though, so it was deflected by Tiemann. Off to Kenya for 3. No. Deflects right to Wills. Her follow rattles out, and the rebound cleared by Litchfield and McCall Wharton. 65 seconds, quarter number 3. A 16-point lead for the Cavies. Panthers have the basketball. Here comes Becky Painter. On the curl, finds Pence. I think she traveled. Yep. She didn't get the ball on the floor on the curl. 13th Litchfield turnover. 58.7 seconds for the third quarter. All the scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. Between the circles for Taylor Wills. On the left wing to Stewart. Corn has 7 points tonight. As Houseman on the baseline, and she stepped on the inline for the 11th Carlinville turnover. 31-15, Carlinville leads. It was 25-13 at the half. 16-4 after the opening quarter. Half a minute, third quarter, clock running. Litchfield has the ball with Painter on the right wing. She drives baseline, cut off. Leaves it now for Tessa Matthews. Matthews back between the circles, leaves for Luttrell. On the left wing into the hands of Kara Pence. Here's Painter, 12-footer, left it short. Rebound down to Carlinville and Kenya. 15 seconds for the quarter. Here come the Cavies into the front court. Taylor Wills, no one stops the ball. Now they do. She kicks out to Kenya. Across the floor to Stewart with 8. In the left corner to Wills. On the block to Houseman. Kicks to Stewart. Now Kenya, right side of the key with 3. Carlinville's got a fire. Wills will. Good if it goes. Short. And after 3 quarters, it is the Carlinville Cavaliers 31, the Litchfield Purple Panthers 15. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Carlinville has the basketball to start as Bates threw to Eaglehoff, and I think Lexi, she slipped right as the ball was coming her way. She went up in her backside. The ball went off of her hand, out of bounds. She gets up with a smile on her face. That was an odd play there. I think she just plain and simple slipped. That pass is deflected out by Bates. It'll be Litchfield ball, 7:45 for the game. Litchfield has not scored double digits in any quarter. 4 in the first, 9 in the second, just 2 in the third quarter. Carlinville will score just 6 in the quarter. A 16-point lead for the Cavies. As that entry pass is deflected out, Litchfield will re-trigger. Sideline, Luttrell gets it in to Painter. Becky Painter off to Carson Jackson. Jackson now will bring it back, top of the key, off the left wing. It goes to Painter. Becky Painter high above her head and surveying. Leaves for Madison Diamond on the right wing to Jackson. Here's Luttrell now. She has it high above her head in the right corner. Bates with the defense. Sydney cuts her off the baseline nicely. That pass out is turned over. Give the credit to Sydney Bates that time as she cut Luttrell off the baseline. And Lizzie's pass out to the right wing sailed wide. Olroyd has the basketball. She's the leading scorer in the game with 10 points. Almost outscoring Litchfield by herself. 7 minutes for the game. Olroyd, 4-3. No. Rebound, though, weak side picked up off the floor by Kaganet. She leads for Griffith. Here is Olroyd, now left side of the key. Rachel puts it on the floor. Attacks, layup partially blocked and picked up by Becky Painter. Here comes Litchfield. Luttrell racing into the front court. Finds Jackson on the right wing. Carson Jackson now. She's going to be double-teamed immediately. Finds Luttrell. Lizzie, middle of the lane. Can't get it. She's got two free throws coming. She almost had the and-one runner right there from the heart of the lane. She put it up off the back rim softly, hit the rim two more times, but fell off. The foul to Emma Griffith is her second, team's second of the half. Free throw for Lizzie is good. 3 points for Luttrell. Now 3 out of 7 from the foul line. She does not have a field goal tonight, and she knocks home the second toss there. She missed her first 4 foul shots. She's made her last 4. On the baseline to Griffith. Emma, her pass was tipped out. She picks it back up, leaves for Bates now on the left side. Cavaliers swing it. They've had good ball movement all night long. Kaganich, 4-3, too strong, and the rebound down to Lizzie Luttrell. Good, strong board there. 6:20 for the game, 31-17. Litchfield needs a bucket here. Diamond on the attack, kicks to Jackson. Carson Jackson across the floor to Becky Painter. Becky, behind the arc, she will put it on the floor, leaves for Luttrell. Now Luttrell comes and sets a screen for Jackson. Jackson will leave it for Painter on the bounce. Becky Painter works right side of the key. Into the hands of Madison Diamond. Good defense from Carthenville, and we got a push. We're going to get Eaglehoff. Third foul on Carthenville at the half. For Lexi Eaglehoff, it'll be her first personal. For the most part, Carthenville is forcing Litchfield's offense out near that volleyball spike line. That is not the ideal place to try to start your offense. Diamond, sideline trigger right in front of the Panther bench. Gets it into Luttrell. Cut off that baseline again by Bates. She will kick it out to Jackson. Here's Painter. Into the hands of Diamond, right side of the key. Oh, nice pass to Pence. Missed it. She's fouled by Olroyd. Once again, Madison Diamond creating nicely off the dribble. It's her fourth or fifth play tonight where she's been able to split the double with the bounce and find an open teammate with a diagonal pass. Free throw for Pence is off the heel too strong. A point guard who can create and find others. Ooh, they are fun to watch and sometimes hard to find. Kara Pence knocks home the second toss. She has 5. 31-18, Carthenville leading with the ball. 5:35 for the ball game. Here's Kaganich on the baseline to Griffith. They kick out to Bates. Right back to Kaganich. Natalie almost traveled. It looked funny, but she kept that pivot foot secure. Here's Olroyd, left side of the key. Rachel on the baseline to Bates, and Sydney can't get stopped in time. The air brakes would not activate. That'll be the 13th turnover on the Cavaliers. The pass sailed a little bit, took her towards that sideline. She could not get stopped in time. Boy, a 3-ball here. All of a sudden, it's a 10-point game. Here's Luttrell on the right wing. They don't need a 3. They just need a bucket of any kind. Bucket and stops. Diamond, dangerous pass, tipped and stolen. They did not need that. Olroyd goes up and down for the easy deuce. A dozen for Rachel Olroyd. Costly turnover there for Litchfield. 5 minutes for the ball game. The lead, 33-18 for Carthenville. They have not trailed tonight. Jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Here's Diamond. Off to Luttrell, left side of the key to Carson Jackson. We'll have the Lady Panthers back on the radio Saturday for their rivalry game at Hillsboro, 7:30 Saturday night here on FM 106. Boys basketball tomorrow night. Hillsboro travels to Greenville, both teams unbeaten in the South Central Conference. Big-time matchup. Will Drake play, Payton play or not? We'll find out tomorrow live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Now the Panthers turn it over. 5-second count on the sideline dribble. And Darren Deneve wants a timeout. 4:27 for the ball game. Carthenville 33, Litchfield 18. We'll come back to the Big House on West Main following these messages on WSMI. Out of the timeout, Carthenville brings it into the front court. Now they turn it over as Wills lost the handle on the baseline. Turnover number 14 unofficially on Carthenville. Halfway through the money quarter, Cavies lead 33-18. Litchfield has the ball with Painter at the right elbow. Becky will turn, face, kicks off to Bowden. Into the hands of Matthews, off to Jackson now, right side of the key. Carson wanted to feed the post. Good job by Griffith to cut that off. Here's Jackson. Dumps it down to Bowden. Nice pass, nice finish for Carly Bowden. That is Carly's second field goal. She has 4 points. Lead is 13 for Carthenville. 3.5 minutes to play. Bates, bounce pass to Griffith, pass tipped and stolen. Litchfield will not go quietly. Here comes Luttrell, and away from the ball. Well, away from the ball, it's in play. Another ball came onto the floor off the stage. One ball at a time. 3:22 for the ball game. That was never a good feeling as a kid. I remember being there when you do something in the stands that actually forces to stop the game. Then you just try to get real small in your seat. Maybe no one saw. Maybe they don't see us. 3:20 left. Baseline trigger. Matthews on the bounce pass. Gets it into Bowden. Carly had trouble with the catch. Olroyd to the floor. Painter to the floor. It's going to be picked up by Corin Stewart for the Carlinville Cavaliers. We approach the three-minute mark of the ball game. Carlinville going to pick up win number 15 as they turn it over and then commit the foul. Fifth foul on Carlinville. That has Peyton Tiemann to the table. She will check in, replacing Emma Griffith. Emma just picked up her third foul. Sideline trigger for Luttrell. She will get it into Jackson. No, she threw it over Carson's head. Picked up by Olroyd. Rachel goes up and down for the easy deuce. 14 now for Olroyd off the 17th Litchfield turnover. That was an unforced one right in front of Rob Corso. That will not make him happy. Down low to Painter, and she's fouled. No turnovers are good, but some turnovers are certainly worse than others. Now, Rob Corso going over and asking Carson Jackson with his arms and palms to the sky what was going on there. And he's still talking to her. Now he pats her on the back, says get him next time. Free throw is no good for Becky Painter. Jordan Houseman to the table. She will check in as Bates will head out. That last foul on Corin Stewart, her first, as Painter will get the second toss, looking for point number three. She can't get it. Rebound, though, to Bowden, and she's fouled. So Carly Bowden will head to the charity stripe. That foul goes on Peyton Tiemann. 17th foul. Carlinville now over the limit. Just 2:48 to play. A 15-point lead for the Cavies. Bowden's free throw, she banked it in. They used to say the bank's open, but, hey, the ATM is always open. She almost banked that one in, too. Rebound down to the Cavies, 35-21. 14-point lead, clock running 2:40 for the ball game. Off to Stewart between the circles. Corin Stewart, and we've got an offensive foul, an illegal screen on the Cavies. That'll be turnover number 16, team foul number 8. You do not shoot free throws on offensive fouls. The foul will be the first on Taylor Wills. 2.5 minutes left. Carlinville has not trailed tonight. They came out on fire in the first quarter, hit 3 triples in the opening quarter. Jumped out to a 10-0 lead, have not looked back. Buried Litchfield early. Here's Jackson. That pass is tipped, goes right to Becky Painter. Someone might have jammed a finger on that one. Here's Jackson. Off to Painter, right side of the key. Becky Painter on the curl finds Luttrell, but she threw it too tall for Lizzie. 18th Litchfield turnover. 2 minute mark, ball game. A 14-point lead for Carlinville. Here's Olroyd. Throws it right at the feet of Stewart, but Corin able to handle. Corin Stewart off to Olroyd. Down low to Tiemann. Peyton is double-teamed and has it stolen away. Good defense there from Becky Painter. 100 seconds left. Here's Luttrell on the right wing. Darren Deneve going to empty his bench now as Painter steps into a 3 too strong. And on the rebound, Luttrell picks it up at the foul line. 90 seconds to play. Out front with Carson Jackson now. Jackson with the left-hand dribble on the right wing to Becky Painter. Painter being guarded by Houseman. And a foul. It'll be Litchfield ball. One and bonus. Kara Pence will check in for Litchfield. And now another line change for Carlinville. Gracie Reels, a 5'7 freshman, will check in. Aaron Seal, a 5'8 freshman, will check in. Sydney Kenya returns. Haley Wills, a 5'10 sophomore, into the ball game. And Elise Baker, a 5'10 sophomore, checking in. Darren Deneve getting everybody in the ball game tonight. That always makes the coach feel good. Free throw is good for Tessa Matthews. Hit the heel, drop down. Minute 17 to play, 35-22. Carthenville leading Litchfield at the foul line with Matthews, and she knocks on both tosses. Tessa's first 2 points of the night. As the Cavaliers will bring it into the front court with Aaron Seal, 5'8 freshman. Seal, bounce pass, miscommunication there, deflected out by Litchfield. It'll stay with the Cavaliers. Gracie Reels was cutting to the rim. Seal was passing out towards the wing. 65 seconds to play. Here's Kenya on the right wing. Sydney, bounce pass, high post to Haley Will. She will turn, face, deflect it out. It'll stay with Carthenville into the final minute. All the scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports, 7:30 here on FM 106. Then boys basketball tomorrow night has Hillsborough traveling to Greenville, live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Of course, at WSMIRadio.com at all times. Baseline, check that free throw line jumper, good for Aaron Seal. Good looking shot there. Aaron's first bucket makes it 37-23. Carthenville, 40 seconds for the ball game. Girls' regular season winding down as a good, strong take from Lutchell. She'll have free throws. We'll be talking girls' regionals coming up on Sports Saturday on Saturday morning, 9:03, right here on FM 106. Seeds out today. Matchups and pairings released tomorrow. Carlinville got the 4 seed in the Riverton sectional. As that free throw is good for Lutchell. Lizzie now with 5. Litchfield will be hosting a regional. They got seeded 8th. And then Hillsborough got seeded 3rd. Auburn and Marquette ahead of them. Marquette hosting the other regional. As the free throw is good for Luttrell, she has 6. Half a minute, ball game, 37-25. Seal on the attack, kicks to Kenya for 3, left it short. Rebound to Pence. Quick outlet to Jackson. Oh, Carson, nice bounce pass. The diamond rejected by Seal. Return to Matthews, high off the window, no. Now we got bodies on the floor as Haley Wills first to the floor, and she has McCall Wharton on top of her, and it'll be with the arrow, Litchfield ball, 16.7 to play. On the baseline, Matthews. Tessa looking, can't get it in, deflected out by Gracie Reels. Now Matthews will throw it in from the deep corner, just 15 seconds to play. Litchfield lines everybody up along the baseline. It'll be Pence the throw in now. She will get it in to Luttrell on the baseline. Back to Kara for 3. Missed it. Rebound to Seal. She's to the floor now. Tied up. And on the arrow, Carthenville will have it. Just 8.5 seconds to play. The hot shooting for Carthenville at the start. Going to be the difference here. Jumped out to a 10-0 lead after they made 3 triples in the opening quarter. They're going to wind up winning by 12. 37-25 is the final. Carthenville picks up win number 15 on the year as they beat Litchfield tonight, 37-25. We'll come back and wrap it up from Carthenville following these messages on WSMI. Carthenville uses a hot start to hold off Litchfield tonight, 37-25. Cavies hit 3 triples in that opening quarter, jumped out to a 10-0 lead, led 16-4 after one. It was 25-13 at the half, 31-15 after three, and Carthenville wins it 37-25. Carthenville and Litchfield both scored 12 points total in the second half of Carthenville's 12-point win. Rachel Olroy, the only player on either side to reach double figures, she finishes with 14, 7 for Corin Stewart, 6 for Sydney Kenya, 3 for Natalie Kaganich, 3 for Emma Griffith, 2 for Peyton Tiemann, and 2 for Aaron Seal. Carthenville, they made 5 threes tonight. That's the good. The bad, 2 of 8 from the foul line. So the free throw shooting still a problem for the Carthenville Cavaliers here as postseason play right around the corner. With the win, the Cavies are 15-9. They are back to 500 in league play at 4-4. For Litchfield, they fall to 6-18 with the loss, now 2-6 in the South Central Conference. They were led in scoring tonight by Lizzie Luttrell, 6 points, no field goals, all 6 points from the foul line for Lizzie. 5 points for Kara Pence, 5 points for Carly Bowden, 3 points for Carson Jackson, 2 points for Madison Diamond, 2 points for Tessa Matthews, and 2 points for Becky Painter. Litchfield was good at the foul line, 10 of 17 for the ballgame. They were 8 of 11 in the fourth quarter from the charity stripe. Carlinville picks up the win tonight, 37-25 over the visiting Litchfield Purple Panthers. All the scores tomorrow morning, spotlight on sports at 7:30. And then boys high school basketball tomorrow night, a good one. It's Hillsboro at Greenville. Both teams undefeated in South Central play. We'll have it tomorrow night live at 7:30 here on FM 106. Then Saturday night, girls high school basketball has Litchfield at Hillsboro. That is live at 7:30. All the action streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Thanks to all the great folks here at Carlinville High School. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. Of course, thanks to our basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please get out, patronize the businesses you heard in the ball game tonight. Without them, we're not able to bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. The final one more time for the Big House on West Main. Carlinville beats Litchfield 37-25. Thanks to Tom Williams. He produced tonight's action here on FM 106. That is going to wrap it from Carlinville. I am Tim Ives. We say good night from Carlinville High School.